but those too cheap to take the bus. There's a Walk Time Show on Tequila Radio.
Hello, you're on the Walk Time Show. Well, especially for this week, it's the Sleigh Time Show because it's coming up to Christmas. Yay, Christmas! We love Christmas, don't we? You do. I know you love it. Ha ha ha. So on today's show, we've got the weather and all the stuff we usually do at sport and all that. Actually, I was going to say something before we started. Actually, I'll just fade the music down because Run the MC will get in my way. We had a text in the last show that said someone basically complimenting my posterior, to put it a posh way. And I was reading it. I remember it reminded me of this thing I read in the Metro, because on the other day in the Metro, there was a thing about if you sit down longer, you get a bigger behind. I don't know how that works. I don't know if there's any science to that, but apparently it's true. I don't know, really. I'm no scientist of these things. Right. Anyway, today's weather, as you probably know, is absolutely mad. It's really windy. It's so windy. It's just out of control. I don't know how to do about it. That was wonderful Christmas time. Yeah, let's have a wonderful Christmas time. We're getting the Christmas spirit, why don't we? Like, it's going to be a nice Christmas this year, you know. See the family, eat lots of food, get drunk off food and wine, and basically sit around all afternoon watching Chicken Run. That'll be fun, won't it? So a bit of festive music for you in the background there. What are we doing now? I forget. Oh, yes, we're doing What's On at the Weekend. And this weekend, tonight actually, which isn't the weekend, again I'm breaking What's On at the Weekend, but in something that's not on at the weekend. But never mind. Duran, and it's £50 to get into the ball. Now, on today's topic of the day. Can't speak, I've just eaten a biscuit. About time for that. So, what do you want for Christmas? That's the question today. That is the topic of the day. So, I don't really care what it is you want. Today, we're going to have a good old chat about it, but we're not necessarily going to get a few because I'm a bit cheap. Sorry about that. Yeah. Maybe I can forward your request onto Santa. We can text him in an ITV show or something. Yeah, so what are you most looking forward to as well? Are you looking forward to seeing the folks? Playing, I don't know, Mario Kart, as we always end up doing at home? Or, it's only time to get the Wii out, isn't it? Around Christmas, you know? The Wii, it sits there for a year. It just sits there in the corner, staring at you going, you should be playing me. And then Christmas comes along, boom, it's out. It's like charades. It's like the modern day equivalent of charades, but with Super Mario instead. I've had a few good Christmas presents over the years. I've had it. I once got a Panasonic camera, it's probably the best one I had. Recently, though, it's been all bad, you know. Well, most of it. I mean, some of it's been good. I mean, I think my brother got me something good last year, but I just can't remember what it was. Great. I've had, like, socks before. You know, last year, I was actually happy to get socks because I was running out and all my socks had holes in. I wanted long socks, but I don't think I really got long enough socks. I wanted, like, you know, knee-height socks, like Rob Brydon has or whatever. But they got me, like, these ones that go up to about, you know, just above the ankle. It's not enough. You know, you need more in a sock. I suppose the worst one is that my cousins, for about the last 5 years in a row, have bought me deodorant and a shower gel pack. Are they trying to tell me something? Are you trying to say, Richard, you stink? Just if you want to say that, just say it and get it out of the way. I don't care. That was Beth Lerman with Wizard. I wish it could wear sunscreen every day. But she had a text, which has been quite negative, to be honest. And they have said, basically, they don't want me to play it ever again. It says, less than impressed with the song, don't play it ever again. Okay, well, I think I actually deserve that in fairness because I was 12 at that time and I thought that was great. And I think on hindsight, perhaps it wasn't the best thing ever. Right, let's catch up with this advent calendar of pointless trivia. So this is for day one, December the 1st, or last Thursday. Uh, Not just that, there was supposed to be a creaking open door. I did not fart, honestly. So, day one, our little point of tribute is all polar bears are left-handed. So shall we see what's on day two, shall we? So day two, St. Patrick was born in Rome, England. He wasn't Irish. In fact, he only came to Ireland as a slave after being taken by Irish pirates. I didn't even know there were Irish pirates. That's a great idea, Irish pirate. It's just like Westlife kidnapping you. Like, I know, or a group of river dance people. So we do the third one, then we'll get on with more stuff. So here's number three. The standard porcupine has 30,000 quills. Now that's a lot of quills. We've got top tens now. This is replacing the Mocuscopes this week because I was thinking it didn't have enough, what do you call it? Legs, that's the word. So instead we're doing top fives, which we need some funky music for if we can get it. That's it. So these are the top five things I want for Christmas. Number five is an iPad. I know, we shouldn't really like iPads, but this is quite a difficulty because everyone else has got one, you see. Number four is FIFA 12, although I've only got a PC to play on, so that'll be great. Number three, loads of money. Pretty self-explanatory, that one. Number two, a Boo Radley's alarm clock. So it goes, wake up, it's a beautiful morning. Number one, a lifetime supply of hobnobs. My goodness, how I'm addicted. I am nothing but an addict. Those are my top five things I want for Christmas. Here are my top five after Christmas dinner chocolates. So we've got number four, Ferrero Rocher, or Ferrero Rocher, if you've got the rough. Number four is those chocolate orange segments. They're not all good, are they? Some of them are good, some of them are right, but some of them, Number three, matchmakers. Oh, it's just like a little cigar, which is cut in half with a nice little fag. Number two, celebrations. Another one, Cadbury Heroes. So the top five Boxing Day traditions of mine are number five, eating turkey sandwiches. Number four, playing on the Wii. Number three, eating gammon. Number two, getting daylight curtains. And number one, watching the foosball. Although I don't really want to talk about the foosball, though, after what happened yesterday, but never mind. So, let's do our fourth day now. I believe fourth day already of the advent calendar of Pointless Trivia. So let's see what's behind door number four. Well, that was a stinky one. If a person is afraid of the number 13, they suffer from trichidecaphobia. Now it's time for the rant. Today it's all about Christmas cracker jokes, because I'm really quite getting annoyed with how bad they are. I mean, to be honest, I mean, you've got to take some effort when coming up with jokes. I mean, it's quite a difficult thing to make people laugh. But these jokes are even worth calling good jokes. It's a joke to call them a joke. That's the thing. I mean, what is one of them? What do you call a man with brown paper trousers? Wetzel. That's just insulting our station mates for no apparent reason. That's not really good. What's that? Winter? What problem? What do you do when you have a skeleton with a detective? I missed an advent calendar. No, I haven't. How good is that? So the day's pointless trivia is playing tennis in the roads of Cambridge is against the law. Whoa, who would have known that? I'm terrible at this. We've got three more to go. And here is day six. The dolphin brain, on average, weighs more than a human brain. Does that mean dolphins are more clever? Cleverer? Or is it more clever? What's the word? Cleverer? More cleverer? Or more clever? So, let's go straight on to day seven. During the average year, more than 2,500 left-handed people die trying to use products designed for righties. Now that is discrimination, if ever I knew it. So let's straight on to day eight. Our final day now. Hypnotism is banned in public schools in San Diego. Unbelievable. Right, time for this day in the future. Nice little relax music now for this day in the future. So, in 2012, Marmite announced a donation for Marmite Private Fire. Ironically, they went to pay the M1. In 2013, the Brian Magazine. In 2015, Facebook announces that all the personal details will be shouted over a camera in town centres all over the world until the end of time. In 2016, Square is fined £100,000 for truancy. In 2017, Nicola Sarkozy and Angela Merkel finally decided to get married after a 6-year affair. And that was this day in the future. Here's a disclaimer for you. These are all the day in the future references. May be ugly and completely wrong. Please do not take this as actual fact because it isn't. Thank you. It's just in case anyone I have mentioned in there is listening. I don't actually think Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy are going out. It was just the way the Metro portrayed it this week. I should be telling you more about that on Saturday in the Saturday Morning Hangover Club, my envelope of news. That's at 10:30 till 12. Up past where I am now is, well, at 6, is, speak! Can you speak today? No, I can't speak today. I am struggling with the English language to put words together. I only speak one language. It shouldn't be that hard to actually be able to talk English. But it is. Especially when there's a microphone in front of me. So, that's scary! But I'm afraid of microphones. I don't know, microphonophobia, maybe? I don't know what it's called. Thanks for joining me today. It's been very nice to have your company. Even if you haven't always approved of the music, but have approved of my posterity.
Like our page on Facebook, The Walk Time Show on Tequila Radio.